Good afternoon. The relatively cool and quiet weather we've had over the first part of the weekend will continue through this Sunday. Skies will be partly sunny from time to time as an upper-level disturbance sweeps on through, but not enough available moisture to produce any precipitation. With that limited sunshine and mostly cloudy skies in spots, high temperatures will average out in the lower 40s. Clouds will persist tonight in a few areas, so we'll call it partly cloudy, but again dry, with highs back into the upper 20s to around 30. A ridge of high pressure will build in tonight and continue through the day tomorrow, both at the surface and aloft. As a result, we'll have even more sunshine and milder temperatures for Monday. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the middle 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a developing storm out of the middle of the country as it tracks toward the Great Lakes. The low-pressure system will move into southern Canada on Tuesday, dragging a cold front through interior New York and New England, and rain is likely, especially through the afternoon and into the evening hours. High temperatures ahead of this front on Tuesday will be in the lower 50s. More rain is likely as the front passes by on Tuesday night, perhaps even a few lingering showers into early Wednesday morning. We'll spend the rest of the day Wednesday drying out with partly sunny skies and highs back to the mid-40s. Cooler air will continue to sweep in with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday in the upper 30s. A storm system along the eastern seaboard will track up the coast on Friday. Right now, it looks like it'll be too far away to bring any substantial precipitation to the region. However, we'll put at least a chance of some light snow on Friday as the upper-level energy with this system passes by, and highs will be in the mid-30s. And on Saturday, a storm system diving into the Great Lakes could produce some snow for us, depending on its exact track. It's still highly questionable, so we'll go with a chance of snow Saturday and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low over the northwest coast will move eastward to the northern intermountain region in Rockies today and into the upper Great Lakes by tomorrow evening. Winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings have been issued for the northern Rockies and northern high plains, where up to 18 inches of snow could fall through tomorrow. A winter storm watch has been issued for the upper Midwest from the eastern Dakotas through northern Minnesota, where 2 to 4 inches of snow will fall tomorrow, along with wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour causing blizzard conditions. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Ochi continues to intensify in the Arabian Sea off the southwest coast of India. Ochi is expected to remain over open water while intensifying a little bit more over the next 24 hours before weakening considerably as it approaches the northwest coast of India north of Mumbai by the middle of the week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 13 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, lower 50s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 41 degrees, the average low 26, the record high 63 set in 2009, and the record low 1 below 0 in 1976. Sunrise this morning 7:08 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs right around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and cloud today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs in the lower 40s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-40s, rain likely on Tuesday in the lower 50s, mostly cloudy with a leftover shower Wednesday in the mid-40s, a mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the upper 30s, increasing clouds, some light snow possible on Friday in the mid-30s, and we'll keep our eyes on the chance of snow Saturday in the mid to upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.